And let me just make a whiteboard. Sorry, one second. Okay. All right, Rabosai. Shalom Aleichem Yoni. Okay. Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. Din Kuf Yud Aleph, the title of Simon Kuf Yud Aleph in the Mechaber is a little funny. Din Kalim Trefim Shemesar Bikshirim, not so clear. But in any case, the topic here is something that fell into one of two pots, right, in general. So let's start from the Shulchan Aruch. Shteik deiros achas shel heter v'ach shel iser v'lefneim shteik hatichos achas shel heter v'achas shel iser. So there are two pots and the contents fall into two pieces. One is treif, one is kosher, one is treif, one is kosher, right? So did the kosher fall into kosher, treif into treif, we're all okay? Or did the kosher fall into treif, treif fall into kosher, and now they're both treif? So the answer is, mechaticha in the iser drabanan, kigon shom no shel gid. If it's only talking about iser drabanan, like what kind of piece of meat is iser drabanan? You have to work a little hard to find a piece of meat that's iser drabanan, but you can have it. The shuman of the gid anasha is a piece of meat, which is only iser mi de rabanan. V'nafl elu toch elu mutarim sh'anu tolin lo mar ha'isr nafl toch isr v'hedl toch ha'isr ha'heter. Okay, it's mutter, we're told that the nickname of this halacha is either tolin or sh'ani yomer. Okay, right, tolin and sh'ani yomer are similar things. Either we call it Tolin or we call it Sha'ani Omer, right? We're told that we assume it worked out the right way, right? We say it worked out the right way. Not only that scenario, but there are two other scenarios. Oh, sorry. Even if it's not Batal Barov, meaning, let's say two chatichas that are each five kazesim fall into two pots, which each have five kazesim of food. Now each pot has 10 kazesim. So even though it's exactly equal, we still say Sha'ani Omer, we say Tolin. Okay, well, we'll see the implication of that in Sif Beis. V'chein adinim lo hayakan ela k'der achas shel basar shchuta v'nafl ba achas mi elu shtei achetichos v'in yodo ezo hi anu tolim shel heter nafla filo en heter rabba al ha'iser. Likewise, if there are two pieces and only one pot, and one of the pieces falls into a pot, we don't know if it was the iser or the heter, we assume the pot basically, just like we assume when there are two pots, the iser stays iser, the heter stays heter. If there's only one pot, we assume the heter stays heter, and the heter fell into it. Or if there was only one piece of meat, and there were two pots, one mutter, one usser, and it fell into one of the two pots, and we don't know which, we assume it fell into the usser pot, not the heter pot, and each pot stays the way it always was. Okay, all these scenarios, where there's two into two, one into two, or one of two into one, we all say Sha'ani Omer or Tolin, we're Tole, that it worked out in the way that that no pot changed its status. No usser pot became mutter, no mutter pot became usser, etc. Okay. There's a chakira in the Achronim here, which really, this is a big chakira. We're just going to sort of touch on it. If anyone here is learning Pesachim in the morning, I know there's a lot of two Seder Yordea guys right now. But if anyone's learning Pesachim in the morning, you'll see this is a big machlokas in the Raven or Bein of David and many, many other people on Daf Test to Daf Yud. It's sort of, you know, I don't know exactly where it is. It goes over the border from Daf Test to Daf Yud of Maseches Pesachim. What's the relationship between this din of Tolin and what other halachic principle seems to be very similar to it? I didn't hear you, Isaac.
Shnei Shvilin.
Shnei Shvilin seems to be somewhat, but, you know, more. That has to do with Toma. This has to do with Isser. What principle seems to be pretty much the same as the principle we're learning here?
Tvuya by Yochonina.
Okay, there isn't a Kli by Hilchos Nidah. I'm not sure. They were told that in far out things, even if it's not 50-50. Look at the first shach. Here says, the Safek Drabanan Kaimalon Lekula. There's a rule of Safek Drabanan Lekula, right? Basically, these are all cases of Safek Drabanan, right? We're dealing with an Issa Drabanan here, right? None of this simon applies to an Issa Daraisa. Certainly the first six Se'ifim do not apply to Daraisas. So it's basically a 50-50 Safek. Basically, if you looked at just practically bottom line, what are the odds my food became treif? The answer is 50% likely it stayed kosher, 50% likely it became asur midrabanan. That sounds like classic Safek Drabanan Lekula. And the big chakira here, which the shach and the taz don't, they say this chakira, but they don't say it in like chakira lashon. You know, I think in the 1600s, they didn't use chakira language yet. The Prima Gadim already says it in more of a chakira lashon here in the first two Prima Gadims in the Sifsei Das here, is when we have this principle of tolin, is this merely an application, a hechitimtzi of Safek Drabanan Lekula, or is this a new rule, a new principle? Right, that's the chakira. Is it just Safek Drabanan Lekula, or is it a new principle? So the first Prima Gadim says on the first shach, the Safek Drabanan Kaimalon Lekula shach mashba the shani omer rak mi Safek Drabanan Lekula. It sounds like shani omer is just an application. It's not a new halachic principle. It's just a hechitimtzi, even old halachic principle of Safek Drabanan Lekula. That's what it sounds like from the first shach. But then he points out that in the second shach, it sounds not that way, because the second shach said, it sounds very innocent, unless you also know what the shach says in Simen Kuf Yod. The second shach says, Gonshom shall good, Ugvina shall go, your Gvinas Akum. Kayotzibo and other things, Afilu Isser Shishlam Iker B'daraisa, even Isser B'darbanan that have a source in the Torah, that are extensions of something in the Torah. Now, the problem is, as the second Prima Gadim points out, Kashali de Gvinas Goyim ain Omrim Sveiko Lahakel. Hoel ve Isura Mikshashis or Torah, Ein Simen Kuf Yod B'shach, B'kitzer Sveik Sveika Din Yod Ches. Okay, he doesn't mean this is something which everyone knows. He means this is something the shach holds. The shach says, Safek Drabanan L'chumra by Gvinas Akum, because it's a very serious Issur Drabanan. What makes it more serious? We'll get to it, Amir Tashem. But what makes it serious is that it might actually be Issur Daraisa. Not it might lead to, it might actually be Issur Daraisa. So hold on a second. Says the Prima Gadim, he's not quite sure what the Shach is saying here. First, the Shach says, Safek Drabanan Lekula. And then the Shach says that this principle even applies to Gvinas Akum, which means that it's a different rule, because Safek Drabanan Lekula doesn't apply to Gvinas Akum. And then he says, what's the Nafkamina? Prima Gadim says, Nafkamina is, I'll tell you another rule that we don't say Safek Drabanan Lekula. By Davar Sheish Lamatiren, right? Anyone who learned Maseches Beitza remembers enough Dalet of Maseches Beitza. I think it's Rav Ashi who says, right in the middle of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph or something, that normally we say Safek Drabanan Lekula, but in a Davar Sheish Lamatiren, something that if you just wait, it'll become mutter, we don't say Safek Drabanan Lekula. So the interesting question, will we say Tolin by a Davar Sheish Lamatiren? So let's say here's the Hakira of the Prima Gadim, right? Here's the Hakira. Is it just a Hechi Timtzi? Of Safek Drabanan Lekula, or is it a new halachic principle? Right, that's the chakira of the, sorry for my bad handwriting on the touchscreen, that's the chakira of the Prima Gadim. What does he want to say? The shach sounds, and here he has a problem, the shach seems to be so himself, maybe we'll try to resolve that in half a minute, but what does he want to say is an afgamina? Nafkamina is, what about one Gvinas Akum Lefi the Shach's Sheet and Klaus Sveika, that Safek is Lechumra by Gvinas Akum. If it's a new rule, then you would say that Ain Tolin, because there's no Safek Durabanan Lekula. But sorry, if it's just a hate attempt of Safek Durabanan Lekula, it wouldn't apply. But if it's a new rule, then it wouldn't apply. And this is the Shach himself, which is a proof that even though the Shach starts out saying Safek Drabanan Lekula, he makes it sound like a new rule. The Taz also thinks it's a And what's the other nafkamina? The other nafkamina says the prima gadim is davar sheyesh lo matirin. If it's just the rule of Rabban Lakula, then we know that that doesn't apply to davar sheyesh lo matirin. But if it's a new rule, then lachora, a new rule should apply across the board. We should be tole. Why does this new rule only apply to Darabonans? Because it's a new kula they made specifically for Darabonans. It's just not Savador and Lakula. It's a different new rule they made for Isurim Darabonan. The Taz, actually at the end of Sukkot and Aleph, is very clear that he also holds a new rule. Okay, this is based on an assumption. He assumes some sort of nafkamina. He says that we'll see in Se'if Gimel, what if we're dealing not with an Issa D'Oraisa, not with an Issa D'Rabbanan, but with Issa D'Oraisa, but that has enough to be mevatel at mid'Oraisa, and it's only missing a bit on mid'Rabbanan level. What do we mean by that? We'll see. You know, we sort of saw a little bit implicitly in some of the chorus from last time, that, for example, min b'mino, if you have a mixture of kosher meat and treif meat, and you cook them together, midoraisa is batel barov, but midrabanan it needs shishim. So what if you have treif meat, nevela doraisa meat, and it falls into a 1-to-2 ratio? That's an iser doraisa, but the shear of bittel, it's an iser doraisa, but its lack of bittel is only midrabanan. So do we treat that as a doraisa or drabanan? Says the Taz, you don't have to agree with the Taz. Says the Taz, we really treat that as an iser doraisa. We wouldn't say safek drabanan lekula in this case. Rather, let's say, is it a rights of sheer bittled Rabbanan? The fi hataz. Says the Taz, and this is a funny enough gemina because the answer is obvious, right? The answer is the halacha is tolin. The halacha is tolin, meaning if the iser started as a doraisa, it's just only drabanan because it's midoraisa, it's batal, and only drabanan doesn't have enough to be batal it. Do we say tolin or not? Says the Taz, we would have said ein tolin if it was just safek drabanan lekula. But, so why do we say tolin? It must be there's a new rule, not safek drabanan lekula. It's the end of Sukkot and Aleph. So therefore, we see from the Taz that the Taz holds, like the Tzad of the Chakira, that it is a new rule. Because, not because he holds tolin, that's obvious, because he holds that this is a nafgamina. Because the Taz thinks that you would say safek drabanan lechumra by a case like this. Okay, so let's just, and we'll explain this more when we get to Se'if Gimel. So here's a Chakira. Is it just Safek Drabanan Lekula? It should follow the rule of Safek Drabanan Lekula, meaning by Gvinas Akam, according to the Shach, it should be Lechumra. By Davar Sheyesh Matirin, it should be Lechumra. The Taz thinks by an Issur D'Oraisa, just the sheer bittel that it's missing is Drabanan, it should be Lechumra. But we Paskin, the Shach Paskin, Lekula by Gvinas Akam. That shows the new rule, and the Prima Gadim says, and therefore it should be Lekula by Davar Sheyesh Matirin. And it's the kula by an Issur D'Oraisa that's only missing a sheer bit on midrabanan. So that proves a new rule. So this seems to be, it seems to be saying, even though the shachs of cotton aleph made it sound like it's an old rule, the shachs of cotton bays and the taz, the ends of cotton aleph, both are clearly on the side of the chakira that it is a new rule. However, the shach is a little more complicated than that. And really, you could bring a million afkaminas here and make it much more complicated than I'm about to make it. I'm just going to chazer what's already found in the shach. Says the shach himself, that it's really Tzvei Dinam. Where does the Shach say this? He says this explicitly in Se'if Vav. And he says this not as explicitly, but he also says it just maybe without such the language being quite as clear, I think. Or at least seems to come out of Se'if Dalet. Okay, but Se'if Vav is where he says it most explicitly. What does he say in Se'if Vav? In Se'if Vav, he says there's really Tzvei Dinam, based on the different cases that we have here. What are the different cases? One case is where two things fall, two pieces fall, or two jugs or whatever fall into two pots. Another case in Sifkat and Vav, the Shach says, is where one of two pieces falls into one pot. So what's the Shach saying? The Shach says, Tzvi Dinim here. What is the Beis Din of the Shach? Let's see if we can stick it onto this page. See how small I can write. The answer is probably not very small. Tzvi Dinim. What are the Tzvi Dinim of the Shach? Tzvi Dinim of the Shach are as such. He says, if it's if it's two pots, or if we're dealing with one pot. He says, when it's two pots, that's a special rule of Sha'ani Omer. When it's two pots, that's a special rule of Sha'ani Omer. This is a new rule. When it's one pot, this is just the old rule of Safek Drabanan Lekula. One pot is Safek Drabanan Lekula. Two pots is a new rule. Okay, what's the Nafkamina? He says the Nafkamina is what we see in Sif Beis. What do we see in Sif Beis? That what was implied of Sif Aleph Amid Varmamurim Shetolin Bechol Eilu L'Hakel Afilu Eina Heter Rabba L'Isser Sheina Isser Gamkin Rabba L'Heter. Well, Isser Rabba L'Heter Eina Tolin L'Hakel. When do we say Tolin? When do we say Sha'ani Omer? Remember, the stuff falls into, potential Isser falls into my Heter. Let's just remember. Hold on. I should be able to have two boards at the same time. 1 second. There's definitely a way to make a new board. If anyone knows how to make a new board, no. Okay, maybe there is no way.
Is this Zoom's board or is this a separate application?
This is Zoom's board. I thought there's a way to like switch back and forth between more than one whiteboard at once, but I could be, I could just be wrong. Okay, because I don't see an option there. All right, Lomashina. Okay, let's just 1 second. Jeremy, did you raise your hand?
Yes, I did. Just going back to what Rebbe mentioned before, is it possible that the rule of Sha'ani Omer is perhaps based on Chazaka? Is that also a possibility?
Aha. Okay, quite possibly. You might say this rule of Sha'ani Omer has something to do with Chazaka. You know, even if it's not, look, if it was real Chazaka, it would work even for Daraisas. But you would say it's an extension of the rule of Chazaka. Let's get to that in half a second. Okay, I'm going to see if I can make it back to this board, either yes or no, but I'm going to go to a new board. Here, let me just make clear what I'm talking about. Here we have your two Isurim, right? Let's call this right, they fall. We're not sure which falls where. Into my two pots. This is Heter. This is Isser, right? This is the case we're talking about. Or it's just one into one of two pots, or two, and one of them falls into the pot, one of them falls on the floor, right? So what are we saying? That if this is 5, and this is 10, that's called the heter is rabba, because even if the isser fell into the heter, it's still only miyot. So this is all amaran. This is pashut ditolin. What if you have 10 and 10? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, that we're still tolin. Right? This is the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. This is a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And we pass in Sif Aleph like Rabbi Yochanan, as usual, that we're tolin. Okay, so even if two tens fell into two tens, and now each one on the bottom is 20, so like this Isser, we don't care what happened to the Isser pot, but the Heter pot on the bottom maybe is now half Isser, maybe not. Doesn't matter, we're still tolin. What's the case we're not tolin? When tens fall into five. Then we're not tolin, right? That's what Sif Beis comes to tell us. We're not tolin when 10 falls into 5, right? So if I had two pots of 5, heter and isser, and two pieces of 10 or a piece, or whatever it may be, two pots of 10, and the two 10s fell into the two 5s. Now I have two 15s on the bottom, and I don't know. Then we don't say the heter's still heter. Why not? So here is what Jeremy already suggested. Why don't we say the heter is... Jeremy, are you still raising your hand again, or is that just your old hand? Okay, I'll assume it's the old hand. Then we don't say tolin. We assume that both pots on the bottom are usser. Why not? Here, no one actually bothered to say why not. But the answer seems to have something to do in Sif Beis. No, and I don't think anyone actually explains why not. You know what they spend all their time doing? They spend all their time doing all the Nosekalim here, the Taz and the Shachl and the Nekudas Geshem, spend a lot of time. A technical question I'm not even going to talk about because it's not really important. Meaning it's technically important, which is, well, what if you have two on top and one in the one on top and two in the bottom, or two on top and one in the bottom? You know, how do you have a scenario where like 10 fell into 5 and you can't figure out where it fell, right? If there's only one on top and two on the bottom, remember we had three scenarios, one into two, two into one, two into two. If you have one on top and two in the bottom, if a 10 fell into one of two 5s, you just look which one got a lot bigger. Okay, so they come with all kinds of, it's not so hard to come up with hechitimtzas of how you can have a case. I don't really care, right? The bottom line is you have a case and you're not sure. But why aren't we told of the Hakel even? Why aren't we told of the Hakel even when 10 falls into 5? So the simple pshat is something to do with Jeremy. What's the principle of Sha'ani Omer? The principle of Sha'ani Omer doesn't mean, that we're always Makel. The principle of Sha'ani Omer means that we keep things in their status. We keep things in their status, right? Again, I'm not saying the din of Chazaka, because here there's clearly a Reisa in the Chazaka, but it's a Drabana. For Drabanas, we have an extended Chazaka like Kula. We keep the pots in the bottom in their status. We assume the Isser stays Isser, the Heter stays Heter. So now Sif Beis makes sense. If these pots were 10. Now some more fill in their 15. We keep the heter in the status of heter and the isser in the status of isser. Or the important part is keep the heter in the status of heter. If it was 10, now it became 20. But the 10 is still just as, the 10 that was always there is just as big as the 10 that fell in, so we keep it in its status. But if they were each 5 and now they become 15, now what was always there is smaller than what fell in. Is really, the identity is not what was always there. What was always there is tafel to what fell in. And therefore, you can't say keep it in its status. How can you say keep it in its status? It's not the same thing anymore. It's now only what used to be there is only a minority of what's there now. The majority of what's there now is what fell. So you can't really talk about keeping something in the same status if what used to be there is now batel barov, even if it's not technically batel barov, I'll be all the dinim, of the bittel, but it's practically batel barov to what fell in. So that seems to be the pshat. As Jeremy pointed out, this is a chazaka-like din. That's why the special din of tolin is only for keeping the pot in the status it always was. And therefore, you can only keep in the status it always was if it's not overwhelmed and outnumbered by what fell in. Because then it kept its identity. once it's outnumbered by Raphaelin, Melech doesn't have its identity anymore. It's now outnumbered by something else. And since Melech doesn't really have its identity anymore, then you can't say keep it in the same status and make this Chazaka like Kula. Okay, that is Se'if Beis. Now, what? Yes, Yoni.
I felt you were also not allowed for
I can't hear you. Your volume is very low. Your volume is very low, Yoni. I think it's you, not me.
Does Rebbe hear me now?
Yes, I do. Yes.
We would... I think the Shach quotes in the Muki Yosef that even if we have Isurim, Chamurim, Midirbanan, that wouldn't be normally Batel and Ashi, we also wouldn't apply to them. It's not that they're being overwhelmed, it's just that it wouldn't be Batel.
That if we have... You mean the Shach in the Muki Yosef, this is cut in Gimel, who says if you have Isur Mashu, which is very Chamur, then if it's 10 and 10, we're not Makel, only if it's 5 into 10, right? That's what the Muki Yosef says. Right, I can't point at the board. You can't see me pointing at the board. The Mugiyo says, if you have an Isser Mashu, then 5 into 10, you say Tolan, but 10 into 10, you don't say Tolan. You need Rov, not equal. What's the Svara of that?
Five into 10, we would be Tolan?
Yes, if you look at what he says, that in Isseri Mashu Chamurim, Lormin Shani Omer, Bepachos may Rov. You need a Rov, meaning we're Machmer like Reish Lakish. It's a very subtle Chumrah. You know, he says all the tolins, except in the case they're exactly the same amounts, right? And that is a sort of, it's funny to figure out the svar of this Mugi Yosef, I admit, because like, why should we say tolin, but only, you know, it's not clear to me what the svar is to like say tolin, except meaning if the what fell in from the top is bigger, we never say tolin. If what's on the bottom is bigger, we always say tolin. If they're exactly the same amount, that's when the Muki Yosef is machmer and Isuri Mashu. It's not 100% clear to me what his far is, I admit. Let's go to the Shach in Sifkat and Vav then. Rabosai. Yeah, I don't see a way to go back to my old screen, so I'll have to redo it.
Rebbe?
Let's go back. Yeah?
Sorry, the girsa that I have in my dark emotion itself is that afilu beisuri derabanan bepachos mirabiyeh.
Bepachos mirabiyeh, yeah. If you don't have a rove on the bottom, connected the top. Exactly. Bepachos mirabiyeh. If you have less than a rove, if you have 50-50. It's, you know, this far is not obvious to me, I admit. But it's a very subtle point. Okay, so what are the Beis Dinim of the Shach? Let's just review. The Shach in Sivkat and Vav. What did the Shach say in Sivkat and Vav? He says Beis Dinim. What are his Beis Dinim? His Beis Dinim are, if you have two pots, then that is a new rule. If you have one pot, that is just a suffek drabanan lekula. What is the nafkamina the Shach wants to say? The nafkamina the Shach wants to say is whether Sif Beis applies. That's what the Shach is saying, that Sif Beis applies only, Sif Beis only applies to two pots and not to one pot, right? That's what his lashon is. Am the davke b'shteik deiros from the vaday nafas from Israel she'in yadua le'ezer being echad b'chad the Rav Yochanan l'shteik hatichus l'kdeir achas she'ishlomo shel nafal klalis l'kdeir matra afilu yisarava al ha'heter. Okay, this is the chiddush of the Shach. What is the Shach saying? And the Shach says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is Sif Beis, meaning what if the top Isser, top I mean what fell, right, is bigger than the bottom Heter, right, that it's falling into. Sif Beis clearly tells us that's a problem, but is that across the board or not? So says the Shach, in two pots, then we're not tolin. Why? Because this special rule, as Jeremy pointed out, Shach doesn't say in quite so many words, the special rule is based on keeping the pot on the bottom in its original status. And when the pan of the bottom is outnumbered by what fell into it, you can't say keep in its original status, because mainly it's not its original status. It's been outnumbered. However, if there's one pan on the bottom, that's Safek Rabban Lekula. And therefore is the Chiddush of the Shach. In that case, you say Tolin. In that case, you say Tolin. Why? Because this is not the special rule of Sha'ani Omer. This is the old-fashioned rule of Safek Rabban Lekula. And the old-fashioned rule of Safek Rabban Lekula, not similar to Chazaka, as Jeremy said. It's just that some, if it's 50-50, we're makel. So here, if it's 50-50, we're makel. What's the logic? If one of two pieces falls into one pot, even if that pot had 5, and then 10 fell into it, now it's 15. You can't say keep it in its status, a new rule. But you can say Safek Rabban Lekula. Maybe this is an Isser piece, maybe it's a Mutter piece. 50-50, you're makel. But if two pieces fall into two pots, or Lechori, even if one piece falls into two pots, then you can't say Safek Rabban Lekula. You can't say Safek Rabban Lekula here because something, the Isser definitely fell somewhere. If the Isser definitely fell somewhere, you can't say Safek Rabban Lekula. There's definitely an Isser here. When there's an Isser here, you can't say Safek Rabban Lekula. The only thing you can say is the special new rule of Tolin. And the special new rule of Tolin, you only say if what's on the bottom is at least as big as what fell in. But if it's what's on the bottom is smaller than what fell in, you don't say the special rule of Tolin. Noach.
I thought the Shach was saying the opposite, meaning in a case where you know for sure some Isser fell in the Heter, then you need Heter to be Rabba al Isser. But in a case where you have two pots, so I don't even know for sure if any Isser fell in the Heter, then I don't even need Heter Rabba al Isser. I mean, I thought as far as that, you know, for sure something fell in the Heter pot.
No. So the first half of your sentence is correct, but the second half is incorrect. Let me explain why. If you have two pieces falling into two pots, then you know, it's not the case, if you know Heter fell into Isser, you know the Suffolk, right? If there's two pieces falling into two pots, you know the Isser fell someplace into one of your pots. You know the Isser fell into one of your pots. You know the Isser fell into a pot, you don't know which one. That's more chomer. You can't say Safek Rabban Lekula because you definitely have an Isser in these pots. I mean, this is all the Shach saying. I'm not saying he has to be right. But when if you have two pieces falling into two pots, you know the Isser fell into a pot. But if you have two pieces and one of them falls into one pot, you don't know if the Isser fell anywhere. There are two pieces, only one of them fell into a pot and one of them got thrown out. You don't know if the Isser fell into any pot. If you don't know if the Isser fell into any pot, then you could be more makel and say Safek Rabban Lekula. So the first half of your sentence are right. It depends if you know an Isser fell someplace, but you just misapplied it, right? The Shach Lashon is very clear, is that if it's Shtei Kederos, then Vaday Nafal Shom Isser. But if it's Shtei Kederos L'Kedera Achas, then Efshar Lo Nafal Klal Isser L'Kedera. The Isser might not have fallen to any pot. So that's the Shach Tzvei Dinim in this. That's the Shach Tzvei Dinim in this Chakira. It could be in Sifkat Dalet he makes another chiluk where he doesn't use the Lashon. I mean, Sif Vav is where he really makes this Chakira. He says Safek Rabban Lekula, you know, versus Tolin. In Sif Dalet, he doesn't, but it seems to fit in with what he said in Sif Beis. Here, he just makes an afternoon the other way. Here, Safek Rabban Lekula is more makel. What does it say in this is the Shach. One second. Shach Sif Katan Vav. If we just make ourselves some space. One second. And we write Shach Sifkat and Dalid. What does he say there? Here he wants to say another Nafkamina. No. Here he says, what about if two pieces, they get mixed up first and you don't know which is which? You have a piece of Isser, a piece of Heter. Not that they fall and you don't know which fell where. You mixed up two pieces, you don't know which is Isser, which is Heter, they become a taroves of Isser, and then they fall in. So what if nisarvu hachatichos v'acharkach naflu. The pieces got mixed and then fell in. Says the Shach quotes a Prisha, who says, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if the two pieces, you knew which was Isra, which was Heter, then they got mixed on the way falling down, and you don't know which landed where. Or you have two pieces, Isra, Heter, they get jumbled up, you don't know which is which. You have two pieces, you don't know which is which, and then they fall in. It's all the same. Says the Shach, no, it makes a difference if there's one pot or two pots. What did the Shach say in this case? The Shach says, if they fall into two pots, then it is, again, here he doesn't use the Lashon of Tolim for Safi Rabban Lekula. He only used the word Safi Rabban Lekula, but I think is what he means. Clearly what he says, if it falls into two pots, then you are Tolim. If it falls into one pot, then you are not Tolim. What's the Lumdus here? I know all this Lumdus is very subtle. You know, it's each of these Lumdus of the Shach is making a lot of assumptions. But he's clearly, he keeps differentiating between two pots and one pot. What's the lumdus here? If you're saying it's Safik Drabbanan Lekula, then what do you mean Safik Drabbanan Lekula? Safik Drabbanan Lekula was, if the latest HaSafik was right now, you can say Safik Drabbanan Lekula, but think about this. Let's say you have a Tarovis of Yisurim Drabbanan, half Isser, half Mutter. Would you say Safik Drabbanan Lekula? No, in a Tarovis, you don't say Safik Drabbanan Lekula. If Tarovis is 50-50, or even if it's more than 50-50, you know, if it's not 60-1, usually, in many cases, if Tarovis is 50-50, you don't say Safik Drabbanan Lekula, you say it's all Usser. So over here, since it started out as a Tarovis, not as a Safik, these two pieces got mixed in. Once an Isser Drabbanan and Heter get mixed in, they're both Usser. Once they're both Usser, who cares if one falls in my pot or both fall in my pot? They're both Usser. Since it started as a Tarovis, you don't say Safik Drabbanan Lekula. However, if they fall into two pots, then even though they started as a Tarovis and you can't say Safik Drabbanan Lekula, we're not talking about Safik Drabbanan Lekula here. We're talking about a special rule, a new rule called Tolin. And this new rule called Tolin applies even if you started with a Tarovis. So if you put the Shachs together, Sivkat and Dalin, Sivkat and Vav, he clearly has a pattern. He wants to fundamentally differentiate between a case of two pots and a case of one pot. A case of two pots is a special new rule called Tolin. A case of one pot, we can call it Tolin if we want, but it's really an example of the old rule of Safik Drabbanan Lekula. And he has two nafkaminas, a chumra and a kula, in two pots where it's a new rule. The chumra is the new rule only applies if what's on the bottom is at least as big as what fell in, because it has to have a mshechius of its cheskas heter. But the kula is, even if you had a tarovis on top and then they fell, the fact that it was tarovis doesn't stop us from saying the new rule of Tolin. If it two pieces and one of them falls into one pot, that's Safik Drabbanan Lekula. That is a kula and a chumra. The kula is even if 10 falls into five, it doesn't matter. Safik Drabbanan Lekula. The chumra is that if they get mixed first, so they're both usser, and then one of them falls in, then you can't say Safik Drabbanan Lekula because it's not a Safik Drabbanan, it's a tarovis of the Drabbanan. And a tarovis of Drabbanan is lechumra, whatever you have. This is what's called tarovis chad bechad in Lashon HaPoskim, a 50-50 tarovis of an Isser Drabbanan. You never say Safik Drabbanan Lekula. You say tarovis, a 50-50 is lechumra. Okay, this is the Shachs. Obviously, then if you really wanted to be consistent, you would take all the nafkaminas on the previous board and try to plug them in here and see how the Shach worked out. And this is the extent of what the Shach says. He doesn't say more, but you could get all kinds of other nafkaminas, like what would you think about Gvinas Akam, what would you think about Dover Sheish Latirin, et cetera. Not the Taz part. He would just disagree with the Taz's assumption. Okay, so that's the Chakira. Let's just review for a second again. Anyone who's learning Pesach in the morning, we'll see that soon. The Chakira is new rule versus Hechitim, so the old rule. First, we started with some nafkaminas from the Prima Gadim, and one nafkamina the Taz made up, although I'm not so convinced that's a nafkamina the Taz is. I'm not. I think maybe either way would be makel in that case. I did see your hand, Yoni. Give me a second. But the Shach himself ended up with a stira between Aleph and Beis. Aleph, he says, it's an old rule, Safik Drabbanan Lekula. Beis, he implies it's a new rule, saying we're makel in Gvinas Akum, which proves it's a new rule and not Safik Drabbanan Lekula. I mean, unless you come up with some teretz that the Prima Gadim didn't think of, but maybe you can. Not Loman Hanimna. But the simple shot is that the Shach kept contradicting himself because he holds it Svei Dinim. Right, then in some cases it's a new rule, in some cases it is Safik Drabbanan. In some cases a new rule, some cases Safik Drabbanan Lekula. And it could be that what seems to come out if you put all the Shachs together is it depends if there's two pots, it's a new rule. Why? Because if there's two pots, then there are two pots that keep their old status. That's a really strong new rule of keeping two things in their old status. But it's not Safik Drabbanan Lekula because an Isser is definitely fell into these two pots. On the one hand, there's one pot, it's Safar Yerban Lekula. We have no idea if Isser fell into anything or not. But it's not a new rule, because if there's only one pot, that's not the new rule. It's only when two things keep their status, not for one thing to keep its status. Okay, Noah and Yoni.
A lot of the Nosekilim, like the Taz and Sifkatan Aleph, he was dealing with the Lashon of the Kosher Cain, in the case we have two pots. So there the Kosher Cain went the other way, no? Because you don't even know if anything's telling your head or pot. That's the exact opposite of the Shach Svar, no?
So, well, he was dealing with a Lashon, with the Kosher Cain of two pots in one piece. Right? Meaning
there you the don't know that anything's kept differentiating pot. Between...
Ah, there you don't know that any... correct. Meaning... you're absolutely right. What does the Taz say? The Taz says the most makel case is, meaning, Noach, then I admit what you said before is correct if you combine half the Shach and half the Taz.
That's why I was confused, because they work in opposite directions.
That. Right, but correct. The Shach and the Taz, that's part of the problem here, is that all the Achronim come with, in the Rishonim, you don't really see much of any of this. Notice, like, no one's been quoting Rishonim here. And every time the Shach quotes Rishonim, he's just saying, ah, well, this Achron doesn't have a good diuk in the Rashba, because the Rashba, you know, doesn't necessarily prove either way. The Rishonim did not really go into such great length here, at least not the Rishonim here. The Rishonim and Psachim go into a little more length on this Chakira, but no Nafkaminas for Simon Kofiat Aleph, Nafkaminas for Bidikas Chametz, which is why no one quotes them here. But you're right. The Taz says the Taz says, you know what's the most makel case? The most makel case is one piece into one piece into two pots. Because you don't know if anything fell in the heter pot. Right. One piece into two pots is the most makel. He's not necessarily dealing with the difference between one pot and two pots. He's just saying the most makel is one piece into two pots. I wonder if the Shach might possibly agree with that, meaning here the Shach doesn't really say, but I wonder if you could say the Shach, notice there's two different questions. The Shach is comparing two pots to one pot. The Taz is comparing one piece to two pieces. The Taz is saying one piece is the most makel because maybe nothing fell in the heter pot. I wonder if the Shach, and here I'm just speculating, could agree with that. And maybe what the Shach might say is, I agree with you, Mr. Taz, that one piece into two pots is the most makel, and maybe he might even go so far as to say that one piece into two pots is so makel that it has the coolers of both sides of the chakira. Meaning,
it okay, that's what I'm wondering. Would the Taz say the chakira the other way?
Right. Would the Taz say the chakira? Meaning, might the Taz say it's not so clear because the Taz really sounds like, if you want to know what the Taz really thinks, that there's only one side of the chakira. The Taz thinks there's only one right side of the chakira. It's a new rule. He doesn't say whether it is or isn't an old rule, but here's where I was, we're going to get lost if we get into more detail, because so far, everything I told you is like found in the Shach and the Taz. What's tricky is, and here I think I'll just leave this as like a topic for further Ian if someone really wants to be Ma'ayin and put together possibilities in their head theoretically, because there aren't just two possibilities. It could be that, like I just hinted at, there's a third possibility. No, it's mutter because of a new rule and because it's Safek Drabban and Lekula. And maybe one case is Safek Drabban and Lekula, one case is a new rule, one case is mutter for both reasons. It has the kulas of both stud in the Chakira, right? And so what the Taz clearly thinks at the end of the Tekutin Aleph, it's a new rule. But what he might mean by the Kol Shekain is, he might just mean, oh, it's a Kol Shekain of what you would have thought, but it makes no difference in the end, right? A Kol Shekain doesn't have to make a difference in the end. Or he might say, no. If it's one piece into two pots, it's both reasons it's mutter. And all the other cases are only mutter because of the new rule. The only thing is, it doesn't seem like that because the lushan of the, yeah, maybe. He might say that, in which case he'd have to modify Sif Beis, and even the Shach might agree. Maybe he'd say one pot is Safek Drabban Lekula, two pieces and two pots is a new rule. One piece into two pots is mutter for two reasons. So once you're going to bring in the Svei Dinim, and again, I don't know what to make of the Kol Shekain and the Taz. Kol Shekain could just be in the Havmi, you might have thought, and Kol Shekain, but in the end, it's really the same. Or it could be, no, it's really mutter for more reasons. So, just to summarize the answer to Noah's question, I know that I'm leaving us a little bit with just a lot of Kilu factors here that you could put together in many ways. And, you know, for the sake of moving on, I'm going to do that. But the Noach asked, which case is more mutter than the other case, right? The Shach, you know, kept sounding like maybe one pot is more mutter, two pots more mutter. The Taz says one piece is the most mutter. It could be the Shach would agree with that. He just wasn't, he cared more about how many pots to discuss in his nafkamina than how many pieces. In terms of whether it's mutter for one reason or two reasons, the Shach sounds like two pots, at least two pieces, only mutter for a new rule. One pot, two pieces, and one of them falls is only mutter for Savdar Bar Lakula. Could be he'd agree with the Taz. One piece into two pots, mutter for both reasons. And it could be the Taz would say that's mutter for both reasons. Okay, so you could put together a lot, you could speculate and put together a lot of possibilities, but at least what we've seen before is interesting. This is not in the Beis Yosef. You read through the Beis Yosef, and you wouldn't necessarily get this Chakira, interestingly. It's really the Achronim who develop it. Again, the Rishonim on Psachim, like Ravina David, etc., but that doesn't make it into the halachic discourse here, because you know, the nature of Beis Yosef is he's not going to say, oh, there's a nice Lomdash Chakira, something that has nothing to do with halacha l'maisev hilchas taruvos, let me bring it in. That's not the way he works. And here it's brought in by the Achronim, this Chakira, which again, the Shachas of Katan Vav is the one who makes it more explicit, and the first two Sifsei Dasas of the Prima Gadim make it very explicit, etc. Okay, so that is a Chakira. Now, yes, sorry, there are one or two Yonis who had questions, so please.
Why do we not apply the new rule? Once we have a new rule, why wouldn't it be applied by one pot?
So that's an interesting question, why the new rule wouldn't be applied by one pot. And the Shach really sounded in some cut and dal like the new rule wouldn't apply to one pot, if I'm reading him correctly. I think the answer might be, and here I said it, and so if I already said the answer, 5 minutes ago, why are you asking? Because I didn't really explain it. And here you're going to be disappointed because I'm not sure that I am really going to explain it as much as just say it. That the new rule is a special kula. Maybe they only say the new rule when there are two things and you keep them each in their status. But when there's only one thing that you keep in its old status, they didn't say the special kula. Okay, the special kula is only when two things and they can both keep their status. No, because if you have two things that keep their status, then that's like much more of a pattern that like it looks like everything should keep its status. Two things saying like everything keeps its status. That really is something that like sits well with us that they're willing to be Mekel on a Drabanan. You know, on a Drabanan, if something that sits well with us, we'll be Mekel. One thing keeping its status, one thing doesn't always keep its status. You know, like if there's Isser and Heter, oh, the Isser and Heter both work out. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They both work out. They're willing to be Mako. If they're just a Heter and say it stays Mutter, it doesn't have the same feel as it all works out, right? That's definitely true. Let me just give you an example. If someone sees that Tzaddik is saved, they're like, okay, that's nice. Someone sees that Tzaddik is saved and the Russia gets punished, they're like, whoa, everything works out in the world. Right? So when you have two things, they both work out. Now, again, that's purely psychological, but I'm claiming here it's also somewhat psychological. When you have two things, they both work out, then either maybe psychologically, maybe more than that, but then the Rabbanan say, it looks so much like it should work out this way, then the Rabbanan will remake it to let it work out. When it's just one thing that works out, then that's not called the whole world working out. That's called one thing, you know, one thing turns out okay is like, it is not a pattern of the universe. When it's a pattern of the universe, they're willing to be somech on that. Okay, why? Because there's just an invented kula by drabanans that like, when everything works out, they'll let you be mako. So it's an invented kula. Ultimately, I can explain it 100 more times and I'm not gonna add anything. I'm just gonna repeat myself. It's just, that's how they were mako because it seems more right. Okay, let us look, let us go weiter then. Yes, of course, I said two yonis, right.
So Rebbe initially told over the Prima Gadim is saying that both the Shach and the Taz agree that it's a new rule, but the Rebbe's analysis of the Shach is disagreeing with the Prima Gadim's analysis of the Shach?
No, the Prima Gadim is not analyzing the Shach as a, as a whole. He's just analyzing like the Shach Sivkatan by Sivkatan and what you're going to daik from each Sivkatan. Uh-huh. You know, he's okay. Not trying to put everything together. Okay, let's go to Sif Gimel then. Sif Gimel, Haya ha'isr shel Torah in tol mahaka lomer l'toch isr nafal ad she yaheter rabba al ha'isr k'dei she'isbata l'tocho me divrei Torah. That goes together with Dalad. Haya ha'heter rabba l'isr k'dei she'isbata l'tocho me divrei Torah tolin l'hakel. What does this mean? Let's say it's a d'oraisa. We only say tolin by drabbanan, not by d'oraisas. Would we ever say tolin by a d'oraisa? So the answer is yes, maybe. Sometimes we might say tolin by a d'oraisa. When? When the d'oraisa would really only be drabbanan. When would the d'oraisa really only be drabbanan? When midoraisa would be batal and only midrabbanan, it's not batal. What does that mean? So here's this example. Shtek deiros achshel b'sar shchuta v'achshel nevela v'nafla chatichas nevela toch achz mehem imaheter shabik deiros aheter rabba k'tsas al chatichas nevela tolan lohakel l'fisha dvar Torah min b'mino batal barov el shacham mitzrichu shishim hayushtek deiros min echem v'isr min acher and tolan lohakel chiyar b'heter shishim al ha'isr. Okay, this sounds complicated. It's really very, very pashut. What's he saying? He's saying like this. Let's say here's our case. We don't look at whether the original Isser. What he's saying is, 1 second. We don't look at whether the original Isser was d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. We look at whether, if it was worst case scenario, would it end up being d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? What do we mean? One case is where you have Isser d'rabbanan and Heter fall into Heter and Isser. What's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is, there's no red here. That's weird. Okay, let's make it something like red, right? Traffic light. Worst case scenario is, of course, that the Isser falls into the Heter. Worst case scenario, worst WCS, worst case scenario, is that it's only an Isser d'rabbanan because an Isser d'rabbanan fell in. And that's why we say tolin. What's another such example? Another such example is, here you have an Isser d'oraisa, which is 5. And here you have Heter, which is 5. And they fall in, you don't know which is which, to Isser and Heter. Your Heter is 50. And your Isser is 50. Theoretically, it could have even been 6. You know what? Let me even make a range. Hold on. No, that's not what I meant to do. Here is your Heter, and it's between 6 and 299, right? Meaning it's more than the Isser that fell in, but it's not Shishin times the Isser that fell in. And here you have Isser, also same thing, right? What's the difference between 6 and 299? And 6 and 299. I'm a cheer. You can't talk to me now, sir. It doesn't matter. Okay. Now, what happens here? Worst case scenario, remember, worst case scenario is red, is that the Isser falls into the Heter. So what's the worst case scenario? Is that there's rove in the Heter, klape the Isser, but there isn't shishim. Right, obviously, if it's 300 down here, there'd be no sugya. Even if it fell in, we bought the mashisha, there'd be nothing to talk about. There'd be no sfeikos, no tolin. Right? So the worst case scenario is there's rove against it, not shishim. Here, let's remind ourselves, okay, I said you're not going to need a lot of background knowledge. You need some basic background knowledge. Tam ke'ikr. We paskin tam ke'ikr is d'oraisa. Right? We paskin tam ke'ikr is mid'oraisa. What does that mean? I think in the tour here, he said there, if I recall correctly, said the tour, some people, said something, some people are making unless it's kazayis mechtechilis process, not the oraisa. Okay. The Beis Yosef attributes that to Rashi. Probably more likely he had in mind the Rambam. The Rambam says explicitly, "Kzayis b'chdechilus prasad d'oraisa." We discussed that last time. It doesn't matter. But we paskin like the Bali Tosos, like Rov Rishonin, that tamke ikus d'oraisa, as long as you can taste it, which we approximate by saying up to a 60th. But when is tam ke ikar daraisa? Tam ke ikar daraisa when it changes the taste. If lard gets cooked, if lard falls into vegetable soup, it changes the taste. So if it's not batel b'shishim, that's an isur daraisa. If yayin nesech falls into orange juice, it changes the taste. If it's not batel b'shishim, it's batel b'shishim, you can't taste it. Then it's isur daraisa. But what about what's called min b'mino? That doesn't change the taste. Treif meat falls into kosher meat. And all the juices mixed together, right? Treif orange juice falls into kosher orange juice. Yayin nesech falls into kosher wine, whatever the case may be, right? In that case, or, you know, shuman of a, you know, fat of a non-shechted chicken falls into fat of a shechted chicken, right? Of shechted chickens. In that case, really, midoraisa, it's batel b'rov. Because there's no tam, there's no taste. You can't taste it. It's the same taste. It didn't change the taste. It's only midrabbanan you need shishim. So, therefore, what is the Shulchan Aruch saying? He's saying that it depends on the case. If it's min b'mino, then what's the worst case scenario? The iser fell into the heter. Min b'mino, the iser and heter are the same min. Right? It's funny. All the Nosei Kalim point out. He says it depends on the two kederos on the bottom of the same min. It's not what Shulchan Aruch meant. He meant it depends if the iser on top and the kederos on the bottom are the same min. If it's min b'mino, the iser d'oraisa at the top of the arrow and that the kederos heter at the bottom of the arrow are the same type. They're both oranges. They're both wine. They're both meat. They're both fat, whatever it may be. Then the worst case scenario is an iser d'rabbanan. Why? Because even though it started out as an iser d'oraisa, but midoraisa it's batel b'rov. It's only midrabbanan that it needs shishim. And this is what's called an iser d'oraisa because of the shiur bittel is only drabbanan. And therefore, if you're talking about min b'mino, you can still say tolin. Because even the worst case scenario would only be an iser d'rabbanan, even though you started out with treif d'oraisa. But because of the shiur bittel, the worst case scenario, again, if five fell into five, the worst case scenario would be iser d'oraisa. If five fell into 300, the worst case scenario would not be bad at all. There'd be no possibility of iser. But if five falls into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 299, then the worst case scenario is an iser d'rabbanan, because min b'mino is batel b'rov v'na Torah, and it only needs shisha midrabbanan. And therefore, what do we say? Whenever the worst case scenario is an iser d'rabbanan, we say tolin. However, ends. What if it's min b'she'eino mino? What if it's meat? There's kosher beef schmaltz and treif beef schmaltz fall into two vegetable soups, right? That are, you know, 200. Five kosher meat schmaltz, five treif meat schmaltz, 200 kosher vegetable soup, 200 treif soup falls in. Then schmaltz into vegetable soup changes the taste. Then if it is what's called min b'she'eino mino, right? Not again like the Pshat of Shulchan Aruch, where the two pots are the same min. That's not what we care. The notes of Kalim point out that what he really meant to say is if the two things on the side of the arrow, the top and bottom of the arrow, are the same min or not. The iser that could have fell in worst case scenario and the heter could have fallen into worst case scenario, the same min. If they're different min, if it's meat fat into vegetable soup, then there's a chashash iser d'oraisa in the worst case scenario. And if there's a chashash iser d'oraisa in the worst case scenario, then, oh, that's not what I meant to say. Silly me. I was just a reform rabbi. Nope. Then ein tolin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Se'if Dalid. Okay, makes a lot of sense. All he's saying is that if worst case scenario is only an iser d'rabbanan, we say tolin. If there's a possibility, 50-50 worst case scenario of an iser d'oraisa, then we don't say tolin. Let me just review the Taz we said earlier. Said the Taz. He says, but hold on a second. We should only say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula about pure D'Rabbanans, not about the Oraisas that are like butthole on the D'Oraisa non-D'Rabbanans levels. Once you start with the D'Oraisa, what right do you have to say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula? And therefore, he proved this is a new rule. It's not necessarily a proof. You could say, without getting into the details, that no, sometimes you say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, even if it starts out as a D'Oraisa. That's a Mektsoa Gadol B'Torah. When if something starts out as a D'Oraisa, but for technical reasons is only D'Rabbanan, do you say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, do you not? Okay, so the Taz was the Dayak from this Tolin on the bottom left of the board, right above the Ein Tolin. he is medayik that it's a new rule, because we wouldn't have been makel and suffik drabanan when there's a daraisa element. You don't have to agree with him. You could say that his assumption is not true. According to his assumption, that's why I wrote lefitaz on the first board. According to his assumption, this is machriya lechakira, but you could deny his assumption. This is a mikso gadol batorah. When does it come up a lot? This is very halacha lemaisa. You have a suffik, whether you mix meat and milk made in isur daraisa in a kli, and now it's been 24 hours. Now that kli is tam lefgam, and it's only a din drabanan to kasher it. Do you say suffik drabanan lekula, because it's a suffik whether you have to kasher it after 24 hours, or suffik daraisa lechumra, because it started out as a suffik about a daraisa, which just, you know, became drabanan for technical reasons of 24 hours. Okay, that's a big mikso on the Torah, which b'lin neder we will get to. Comes up a lot halacha lemaisa, but not for now. Okay, so much for Sif Dalid. Any question on Sif Dalid? And if not, we'll go weiter to Sif Hey. Okay, Sif Hey, Rabosai. Sif Hey. Are you kan shtei kdir shal hetiv lefneim shtei chatichos achas shal hetiv yachas shal iser v'nafla achas l'toch zu v'yachas l'toch zo? Now, what's the difference here? Both ones on the bottom are heter. There's no tolin. One of them has the Isser in it. So, Asuro Shneim Afili Sir Drabanan, even if Drabanan, they're both Asur. Im'ein B'shem Achas K'dei Levatil Ha'Isser. V'olim Yesh B'Achzim Levatil Isser Shteim Mutaros. What are the two cases? Let's just look at the two cases. Here you have Isser. Drabanan 5. And Heter. And they fall into Heter and Heter. So let me make the two cases, the Reisha and the Seifa. Doesn't really matter what this is. I'm going to skip the squiggly arrows. You know by now that one of them fell into one and we don't know which fell into which. So what is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha was that here is 100. And here is 100. The Seifa'ir is, here is 100, and here is 300. If this, let's start with the Seifa. I know I'm going out of order. Let's start with the Seifa. If one is 100 and one is 300, then what do we say? We say Sha'ani Omer. We say Tolin. What's the Tolin? There's a tolin lakula here. Then, what do we say? We say tolin. What's the tolin? That the iser landed someplace there is batal, the heter landed someplace it wasn't batal, and everything's mutter. What's the chiddush here? I know there's one line in the Rashba that sounded like he wasn't saying this because he wrote in a confusing way. The chiddush here is that you don't only say tolin if you can have a scenario. You pick the scenario where everything stays the same because no Isser fell into Heter. No, even if everything stays the same because Isser fell into Heter was batal b'shishim, 5 to 300 is 1 to 60 for those who aren't so good at math. You still say tolin. Right, there are two possibilities. It could be that the Heter fell into the 300 and the Isser fell into the 100 and made it Usser. Or it could be the Isser fell into the 300 and the Heter fell into the 100 and everything's mutter. You say, keep both pots in the original status, they're both mutter. That's the Seifa. And no one seems to disagree with that. What's the Reisha? The Reisha here, you have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that there's no tolin. These two Heter pots, one of them is going to be usser, and one of them is going to be mutter. There's no scenario where everything keeps its status, right? So what's the problem? You either have to say mutter, usser, or mutter, usser, right? There's no way to keep both, to get both pots to keep their status. Now the problem is, so what are you going to do? You're going to make the right pot mutter and the left pot usser, or the left pot mutter and the right pot usser? There's no way to be machriya. Therefore, you can't say tolin. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, even if, what might a guy say? A guy might say, no, I still want to be tolin. I still want to be tolin. I want to say that, let's say, the pot on the right is worth $5. I didn't say 100 of what? The pot on the right is 100 kazesim of potatoes. It's worth $5. The pot on the left is 100 kazesim of filet mignon. It's worth $100. So I'd like to be told, Ed, that if the Isser fell in the $5 pot, not the $100 pot, right? Or whatever scenario you want, right? Do you have the right to be tole to say, no, I want to pick which is more convenient for me, which is more economical for me. I'll just be make it, let it fell into whatever pot I'd rather it fell into. No, that's not within the rule of tolin. Tolin does not mean you could just be make it whichever way you want. Tolin means if there's two possibilities and one possibility is that all the heter stays heter and all the isser stays isser and nothing changes, then you go with that possibility. But if there's two possibilities and either way, one thing became usser, you just want to pick what's more convenient for you, then you have no right to say that. You can't say tolin in such a case. That's the chiddush of the reisha of Se'if Hey. That's the chiddush. Here, okay, and which is pretty reasonable. You know, clearly if it's a new rule of tolin, obviously the new rule only applies when everything stays the same, not when, you know, that's the whole point of the new rule. You keep everything the same. Even if it's just the rule of Safek Rabbanan Lekula, then you could say, compared to Shnei Shvilin, you could say, well, you can't say Safek Rabbanan Lekula because logically you should say Safek Rabbanan Lekula on the pot on the right and on the pot on the left. But then it's a Tarti Desasre. And therefore, you can't just say on one pot, because if you say on one pot, logically you should say on the second pot. And then you have to say on both pots, and then it's impossible because the Isser fell somewhere, and therefore you can't even get off the ground. Okay. Now, there are two machlokot achronim, and even rishonim some of them, about this case on the right. What are the two machlokot? So let's see. What am I going to do? I'm going to only keep the case on the right. When do we have a machloket? One machloket is the machloket in the, what sort of cuttings are we talking about? In the, Taz Sifkatan Vav and the Shach Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Is what about the following case? What if $150 and $150? Because we know in Sif Zion, what rule do we learn in Sif Zion? That if the Isser fell and we're not sure where, we view the two pots as put together to be mevatel. 150 and 150 is 300. 300 is shishim, is 60 times 5. Again, this kind of math, whether or not you're Torah Madanik, you should be able to handle. 150 and 150 is 300. 300 is 60 times 5. If you would view these two pots as together, they would have bitul b'shishim. Now, the ratio might be talking about 100 and 100, where it's not shaykh, even put them together, no bitul b'shishim. But what if it would be 150 and 150? Would the ratio still apply? Or would we make it for a different reason? Because it's seiruf. Not because of tolling, because of tzeiruf, a totally different, perhaps, reason, a totally different svara. So here we have a machlokas. Says the Shach and the Taz. Says the Taz. I said this was Sifkat and Vav, and the Shach in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. Says the Shach and the Taz. In this case, it's mutter Mishum tzeiruf. Not because of tolin, but because it's, you're right, there's no tolin here. How can you have tolin? Tolin is only when you can have a scenario that says it fell in the right one and then everything keeps its status. Here, if you say it fell in the right one, it lost its status. If you say it fell in the left one, it lost its status. But say a different shot. Seiruf, it's as if they're all one big pot of 300 and therefore they're mitzareif to be mevatel. That's what the Mechaber says in... That's what the Mechaber says in Se'if Zion. So you could say Tzeiruf. So why doesn't the Mechaber say Tzeiruf in Sif Hei? In Sif Hei, he was talking about 100 and 100. He wasn't talking about 150 and 150. Okay, That's again some other achronim who the svar is not so clear, the Bach and the Maharshal, who are quoted in the aforementioned Shach and Taz. I think they're both, at least both of them in the Shach, at least one of them in Taz, I forget. They say no, that there's no tzeiruf. This case is usser. What happened to the tzeiruf of Sif Zion? Now, the truth is, the Ramah questions that he says, we're not so much on tzeiruf and Sif Zion, but it doesn't matter. This is a question of the Machaber, right? Usser. Why? What happened to tzeiruf of Sif Zion? And there they say a chiddush that the Shach and Taz don't like the svar of. What do they say? They say that there's only, you only say the svar of tzeiruf if it's one piece and two pots, not two pieces and two pots. They say our case is two pieces and two pots. Shtei kederos, shtei chatichos. The tzeiruf and Sif Zion is only if one piece falls into two pots. If two pieces fall into two pots, you don't say tzeiruf. What's their svar? Their svar seems to be that when one piece falls into two pots, we see the two pots as united, because between them, they only got one piece. So that unites the two pots. When two pieces fell into two pots, each pot caught its own piece. So they're separate. They're not united. So you can only unite the pots if one piece fell in. Because then where'd the piece fall? To the two pots as a unit. So the two pots are together. But when two pieces fall into two pots, then the pots are not together. Each pot had its own piece fall in. Okay, the Shach and the Taz say, we hear what you're saying, but we just don't like the Svara. Halach l'maisa, the post can assume the Shach and the Taz are correct and not the Bach l'marshal. Again, I'm not quite sure halach l'maisa how likely this is to happen, but halach l'maisa, we assume like the Shach and the Taz, that if it was 150 and 150, we would say tzeiruf. That is the first machlokas achronim in Se'if Hei. The second machlokas achronim in Se'if Hei is much more lundish. Is really a machlokas. By the way, this second machlokas achronim in Se'if Hei is also discussed by the achronim in Sif Zion. The achronim discussed it half in Se'if Hei, half in Sif Zion. Is the famous machlokas Rashba and Ramban. I think it was Yonu Kram who said to me, are we going to have the same thing we had in the Shach and Taz and the Ramban and the Rashba and Hilchas Nida about Shnei Shvilin? And I think I said to him, yes, it'll be subtly different, but yes. So what do I mean by that? What about the following case? Let me, 1 second. Let me, make myself some space. Hold on. Oh, okay. Yoni says I should credit Isaac for saying that. Okay, it doesn't matter. You're both one unit. Chavrusa is the Dava Kebe Chavrusaso Vehayu Lemoach Echad. Okay. Okay, 1 second.
I thought they said don't treat your wife like your charusa.
I changed the wording. The wife is different from a charusa, clearly. Yes, very important for yeshiva fellows. Don't treat your wife like your charusa. And really, if you want to become a real Talmud Chacham, don't treat your chavrusa like your wife, right? You got to be tough with your chavrusa and fight with him all the time if you really want to grow in Torah. Don't make either of those mistakes. Okay, so what about the following case? Let's remember good old Shnei Shvilin, right? We all, right? How can you forget good old Shnei Shvilin? Let's review Shnei Shvilin. There are two paths. When you're walking from Minsk to Pinsk, or wherever properly Yirei Shemayim Yidden walk, you can go on the left path or the right path. We know that there's a dead body in one of the paths, and they forgot which they went on. Two guys split, one took one path, one took the other path, and they don't know who walked over the dead body, who didn't. That's Shnei Shvilin, but it was in Rishus HaRabim. So Safek Tomer Rishus HaRabim is LeHakel, Shnei Shvilin. So what's the din? The din is that if Reuven comes to Beis Din, Bazeh Achar Zeh, Reuven comes to Beis Din in the morning and says, I went over, me and another guy, went on one path. I don't know which. Beis Din says, you're Tahor. Safek Tomer Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. Shimon comes in the afternoon and says, I was with someone, I went on one path, I don't know what happened to him. What's my din? They say, you're Tahor. Safek Tomer Rishus HaRabim is LeHakel. What if they both come together, Reuven and Shimon show up at the same time and say, we both each went on one path and we don't know what we did. We don't know who went on which path. What's our din? Beis Din would like to say to them both, Safek Tomer Rishus HaRabim is Tahor. But they can't both be Tahor because that's a Tarti de Sasri. There's a rule when it comes to Safek Tomer Rishus HaRabim, which we would always say Tahor, and Hu Adin, right? The Ran and others say, although it said the famous Ran and Arif Sachin, but it's really many, we've shown many places. When it's Safek Yarban Lakula, we'd like to be Makel. You can't be Makel if it's going to be a Tarti de Sasri. You can't be Makel in two cases which contradict each other. You can't be Makel in a way that's inconsistent. Why? The Bali Tosa say because Chucha Klula, because it makes a joke out of the Halakha. And therefore, if Reuven and Shimon come to court together and say, we each went on one path, we don't know who went on which. Beis Din says, you're both Tami. Because why? They can't say you're both Tahor, because that would be impossible. That's a Tarti de Sasri. It's an internal contradiction. They can't say Reuven's Tahor and Shimon's Tami, or Reuven's Tami and Shimon's Tahor, because how could you pick? That's the arbitrary. Beis Din's not allowed to paskin based on arbitrariness. And they can't even pick who they like better, or you know who you know is more important, or who has more valuable things they touched, etc. Because that's still arbitrary. Rather, they have no choice but say you're both tummy. So too, when it comes to Safek Yarban and Lakula, right? Now the Ran and Arvei Pesachim and many Rishonim say if you have two questions of Safek Yarban and Lakula, right? So maybe you know this famous Ran and Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara is in the Suffolk whether you need to lean on the first two, I'd say on the first two kosos or last two kosos. And the Ran wonders why the Rif Paskins need to save on all the kosos. Says, because you might say Safek Yarban Lakula. So you only need to lean the first two, not the last two. But it's just as like, on the first two, you'd say you don't need to lean Safek Yarban Lakula. On the last two, you say you don't need to lean Safek Yarban Lakula. But that's impossible because the Gemara says you need to lean on two of them. And therefore, you can't say you're Pater from all of them. That's Tarti de Sasri. You can't just pick the first two or the last two because that's arbitrary. So you have to be Machmer on both. That's the rule called Shnei Shvilin. When you're making me suffic, if it's a Tarti de Sasri, a mutual contradiction, you have to be Machmer on both. So, and there's a Machlokas Tanam between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. There's different Gersos, who says what? But it's Machlokas between those two Tanam, according to all Gersos. What if one guy comes to Beis Din and says, me and my friend Shimon walked on these two paths. We don't know what our din is. Then it's a Machlokas Tanam, whether Beis Din tells him, well, now that you're asked about both of you, you're both in the picture. You're both Tamei. Or whether Beis Din says to him, you're Tahor, we're not discussing your friend now. Okay, that's a technical point. Just, if he mentions Shimon, do they chayiv to paskin on Shimon, or can they ignore Shimon because he's not here? Seder. What about in this case, 100-100? What if they belong to two different people? If they belong to the same person, Reuven and Reuven, then Reuven comes and says, I have two pots, where did it fall? So you know what? They're both usher because there's no way to make them both mutter. What if this belongs to Reuven and this belongs to Shimon? This pot is Reuven's. And this pot is Shimon's. Can Reuven say, I'm told that it fell into Shimon's pot? After all, Safek Lakula, I'm told it fell into Shimon. I mean, for me, they're both mutter. My pot is mutter, and Shimon's pot doesn't belong to me, right? So it's not my, it was us or me anyway because of Gezel, right? It's not mine anyway. Can Reuven say, it's as if one pot is mine and the other pot doesn't exist, and therefore I'm Makel, and Shimon also says Makel. Can they be Makel because each one of them could be told it landed in the other ones, and therefore their one kept its status, and the other one doesn't have a status as far as they're concerned? Right? So what if it's Reuven and Shimon? So if Ba'u Lish'ol Bivas Achas, then obviously Shnei Masurim. That's obvious, because if they came to S together, you can't be Makel for each of them. But what if Ba'u Lishol? What if they come Zachar Zeh? Reuben comes say, I'm only asking about my pot. And Shimon comes say, I'm only asking about my pot. Can you be Makel for Reuben and Makel for Shimon? Valid question. So this is a Machlokes Rishonim, says the Rashba. Usher. Says the Ramban, mutter. Why does the Ramban say mutter? The Ramban says mutter. What's the svara? The svara is kimo shnei shvilin. It's just like Shnei Shvilin. Just like Shnei Shvilin, if each guy goes to ask on his own, we're makel to him, he's suffolk. What does it mean for the other guy? The other guy's not here. There is no other guy. It's as if he said, imagine this case. Let's say he fell into one of two pots. One was mine, one was a guy's. So what we say, we makel it. It fell into the guy's pot, and then who cares? So Ramban says we can be makel. The Rashba says, nope, it's not like Shnei Shvilin. It's more chummer than Shnei Shvilin. Than Beis Shvilin. Okay, that's supposed to say more chummer than Beis Shvilin. I have no idea what it actually says. It's more chummer than Beis Shvilin. Okay, why is it more chummer than Beis Shvilin? Everyone has a big problem. The Shach can't figure out the Svara of the Rashba. The Taz can't figure out the Svara of the Rashba. They all have a lot of trouble figuring out the Svar of the Rashba. Okay, theoretically, you could have come up with a different Svar of the Rashba based on some of the things we said earlier. But what's the Svar of the Rashba? Why is it more Chummer? Right, if you ask. Why? So, says the last Nekudas HaKesef in the Siman. The last Nekudas HaKesef in the Siman, I think it's the last one, yes. It starts with the word Hagah, means his son wrote it. And then he starts, Hagon Avi Mori Verabis Al Hiksha, etc., etc. Right, he has a lot of kushyas from lots of cases of Shnei Shvilin and equivalent in Shas, where we see that Shnei Shvilin is a general rule where a Mako all the time. So he says an interesting vart. He says, Kacha, in the case of Shnei Shvilin, let's say, this is the way he wants to explain the Rashba. He says, in the case of Shnei Shvilin, let's say the guy comes to Bezdin and says, I went on one of the two paths, I'm not sure which, and left out Shimon entirely. His question would be exactly the same. Shimon is not really part of his Shiloh. His Shiloh works even without Shimon. Shimon's not really part of his Shiloh. If Shimon comes to court with him, then Shimon becomes part of his Shiloh. But naturally, he can ask a Shiloh without Shimon. Look, he can say, I went on one of the two paths, I don't know which, and I don't know if I'm Tummy or Tahar. What's my din? And then Bezdin would answer him, right? But in our case, what's he saying? There are two pieces that fell into two pots. He can't say there are two pieces that fell into, what is he going to say? There are two pieces that fell into two pots. Within the Shilas that there are two pots. Then Ben says, well, the two pots, why are you only asking about one of them? He says, because one of them belongs to Shimon. What the Nekudas HaKesef is saying is that in this case, Shimon's pot is more an intrinsic part of the Maisa than in Shnei Shvilin. In Shnei Shvilin, the fact that I went on one path and you went on the other path is not part of my Maisa. It's coincidence. If I went on one path, it would be all the same whether or not you went on the other path. But over here, the fact that two things fell into two pots and one of the pots didn't belong to me is the second pot is be'etzem part of the question. Now, you don't have to agree with that. A lot of Achronim don't. They say, no, I could have just said there are two pieces and one of them fell into my pot and one of them fell elsewhere. But that's in the Nekudas HaKesef defend the Rashba. What does he say? He says that over here, Shimon's pot. Is naturally part of my Shaila. That's how the Kruzikasa wants to defend the Rashba and Shnei Shvil, and the fact that Shimon went on the other path is really irrelevant. Has nothing to do with me. But over here, the fact that there are two pots does have to do with me, because the original question was two things falling into two pots. Shimon's pot is within the question. In Shnei Shvilin, Shimon walking is not within my question. Which actually makes a lot of sense. I could go to Bezin and say, I went on two paths. I don't know which path I went on. There's really no need to mention who might or might not have gone on a different path. Over here, I say, I go to Bezin and say, two pieces fell into two pots, but only one of them is mine. I've already mentioned there's a pot that's not mine. So therefore, I can't pretend Shimon does. It's as if Shimon's always in Bezdin with me. That's as far as the Rashba. It's as if Shimon's always in Bezdin with me. Why? Because his pot is part of the Shaila. Unlike Shnei Shvilin, where if I don't bring Shimon with me and I don't mention Shimon, he's not in Bezdin. That's the Machlokas Rashba and Ramban. How do we Paskin? Like the Rashba or like the Ramban? Basically, we Paskin like the Ramban. Let's see, the poskim, the shach, paskins like the Ramban, explicitly, he says, I hold like the Ramban, and even the Taz, he doesn't paskin explicitly, but he leaves the Rashba b'tzarich iyun, right? I would say, the Tzarchian. The Taz says the Rashba is a big Tzarchian. I can't make sense of the Rashba. He didn't explicitly say, and therefore I pass like the Ramban, but that's awfully close. The Shach explicitly said I pass like the Ramban, and therefore we would paskin like the Ramban. Here you see each case a little subtly different. Yoni or Isaac or whoever asked, Isaac asked, how is this related to the same machlok as Ramban and Rashba? The Ramban and Rashba are the same. In Hilchas Nida, what was the case in Hilchas Nida? Two women wear a bathing suit, and then they find blood on it. Two women wear a bathing suit, they find blood on it. But there's a tliya. This bathing suit was left next to someone who was, shechting a pigeon. And you know what? Let me try that again. That's not the case. Sorry. Let's examine this case. Two women both have a, one second. I want to make sure I get the case right. Okay. Let's take this case. Two women both wear a bathing suit. They share a bathing suit. And then afterwards, they find blood on it. So what happens? The first woman wants to say, I'm tole that this kesem by some where he's tole among himself. The first woman says, Rachel says, oh, the blood is from Leah, I'm tahora. Leah says, the blood is from Rachel, I'm tahora. So that's the same achlok as Rashba. Rashba says, no, they're both tmeah. Ramban says, if they come into Bezdin separately, then they're both tahora. Same machlokas. But the psak is a little different. They're over there. Over there, we were noted to most achronim agreed with the Taz to pass like the Rashba, because that case is more chumer. Why? Because in that case, for sure, every woman is in every other woman's shayla. Rachel comes into Bez and says, I found blood on my bathing suit, but I want to blame it on Leah. So obviously, Leah's already conceptually in court. She's been mentioned in the case. She's an intrinsic part of the shayla. Over here, it's not such an intrinsic part of the shayla. So basically, what do we see about Shnei Shvilin? Let me just summarize. Okay, that in Shnei Shvilin, the Ramban seems to be right. Whenever they come to us separately, each one's asking their own Shaila, not the other guy's Shaila, they should be able to be Makel Misafek. Oh, it's a Tarkti the Sasri Makel for both of them. But if it's not at the same time, then a Tarkti the Sasri doesn't bother us. However, in some cases, like the case in Hilchas Nida, all the Achronim agree, most of the Achronim agree It's also Shach and Taz there. Most of the Achronim agree Lahachmir in Hilchas Nida. Why? Because how can you say each one is asking and the other one's not involved? Rachel comes and says, I think it was Leah's blood, not mine, son Tahora. We say, well, you already mentioned Leah. How can we not bring her into the case? And therefore, we have to be Machmir. In our case, most people agree with the Ramban. Why? Even the Taz agrees with the Ramban. Why? Because I come to Bezin and I say, look, two things fell into my pot and someplace else. So can you be Mako? Lachor, we can be Mako without bringing Shimon into the case. That's the Svar of the Ramban and the Shach and the Taz. The Nekudas HaKesav want to defend the Rashba and say, no, no, we already brought Shimon into the case because he owned one of the two pots. But that's not so Mokrach, right? He says, this is like Hilchas Nida. We should be Machmir because how can you say Reuven's asking by himself without Shimon? Shimon's always there because he has to admit there were two pots. But most Akronim disagree with him. No, Reuven could just ask the question this way. There are two pieces. One fell into my pot and one fell into, I have no, one fell to waste. And therefore I want to know what fell into my pot, and then we can be Mekel based on Tolin. Okay, so that's why we pass like the Ramban here. Binyamin.
Doesn't, if you look at the way the Rashba like rejects the Ramban, it seems like he's like it was a textual point. He doesn't like say any svara why he doesn't hold the Ramban. He says because the Mishnah would have mentioned that. Like
he doesn't say the svara at all, but he has to have a svara. Meaning he didn't say the svara, but he has to have a svara or else he's wrong, right? Because the Ramban has a good proof. You're right. He says, I don't like the Ramban's proof in Shnei Shvilin because I have a diok in the lashon that it's not true. But he still has to have a svara.
Okay.
Right? Thanks. Your reason might be textual, but you still need a svara, even if your reason is not the svara. Sometimes I'll disagree with you because I think you're wrong, me svara. Sometimes I'll disagree with you because I think you're wrong based on a diok in the Gemara. But I still have to have a svara in the end. Because no matter how much you give in the Gemara, I have to have some logic for what I say. So you're right. We don't think the Rashba's incentive was Svara, but he still needs a Svara. So Bedochak, or not Bedochak, but you're like, the Nekudas HaKesav came with a Svara for the Rashba. Okay. Se'if Vav is just a small detail about Tolin. Vav. Hayu kan shtei kedero shel heter, v'nafal iso toch achaz mehen, v'yadua le'ezo nafal. The chazar, and you know what? There's a big deal in the Achronim here, exactly how to explain what the chiddush is. Doesn't matter exactly what the chiddush is. We get the basic idea of what the chiddush is. One second. Okay. Sorry. Okay. How you can stake there shall have to nuffle is to achme and your dual is a nuffle. The cause of nuffle is to achme and in your dual is a nuffle. And the omer the makom iser harishon nuffle gam hasheni. Okay. It's really not such a big chiddush. Everyone tries to figure out exactly why is it any chiddush. What we're saying is there are two pots, right? Heter, heter. And then iser fell into one of them. And we know which it is. Plus iser. And the Isser wasn't butthole, it became treif. So Isser plus Heter equals Isser. Now, this is all at 1 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, you have Isser and Heter, and they fall into these two pots somehow. What do you say? You say the Isser fell into the Isser and the Heter fell into the Heter, even though they used to both be Heter, but meanwhile, one of them became Isser. And if one of them became Isser, now you could just say, told them the Isser fell into the Isser, the Heter fell into the Heter. It's not really much of a Chiddush. Okay, Aval, Im, Nafal Isser l'achmen ve'en yodele is a Nafal, ve'acharkach Nafal Isser l'toch achmen yodele is a Nafal, shtei em asuros. But what if you have the opposite case? What if you have at, this is going to be a little harder, just the opposite case, right? Then what do we say? Tolin, not a big chiddush. But what if you're the opposite case? What if at 1 o'clock, Isser and Heter fell into two Heters, and you don't know where it fell? So you have to ask for them both, like the ratio of Sifhei. And then at 2 o'clock, Isser for sure fell into the pot on the right. The question is, can we go back to Lama Freya and say, now at 2 o'clock, we know one of them was Usher. So let's go back to Lama Freya and say that Tolin at 1 o'clock, that it fell into the one that would be Usher later. Can you say Tolan Lemafreya based on the future? Tolan means the Isser fell into the Isser and Heter fell into Heter. Can we say the Isser fell into what will be Isser and the Heter fell into what will be Heter? No. You can't say Tolan backwards. You can't say Tolan Lemafreya. Tolan is only that we Tola based on what already exists. You can't say later will be Tola based on what happens later. No, once it's Chal, it's Chal. You don't go back and change it retroactively. Okay, in the second or first Piskei Tshuva, in the second Piskei Tshuva, he deals with what if a Suffolk Isser fell into one of them? Would we say, since Lemaisa, it's Usser, you know, we could still say Tolan, or you'd say, do we go by the order in which they fell or the order in which you found out they fell? Like, what if, you know, at 1 o'clock, the two pieces fell and you don't know where? And then at 2 o'clock, you know Isser fell into the one on the right. But only at 3 o'clock, you find out what happens at 1 o'clock. Okay, all kinds of details. Ayin Shem for the details. You know, we're not going to paskin them now. Adds the Ramah here. V'davka she'in shish levatole Isser she'nafal sham. V'lom ha'yishish levatole Isser she'nafal sham. Ki'ilu nafal sham Isser klal. This is obvious. If at 1 o'clock, when the Isser fell into the heter, it was bought to the shishim, then it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then it's still heter. Fascinatingly, here's a good trivia question. When is it more chummer to have something not be batal b'shishim than to have it be batal b'shishim? Right? It is more chummer in the case of 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock. If at 1 o'clock the Isser fell in was batal b'shishim, then that's more chummer. They're all mutter at 1 o'clock, but at 2 o'clock, both pots will be usser. If at 1 o'clock the Isser fell in it was only 1 to 59, then the pot on the right is usser, but that's actually more kal, because then at 2 o'clock, only the pot on the right will be usser. Okay, good trivia. You ever want to give someone a riddle? Say, how can it be that Isser fell into Heter? And if it's batal b'shishim, it's more chomer than if it's not batal b'shishim. The answer will be, if 5 minutes later, two pieces fell into two pots and you don't know where they fell into. Okay, now you all have a riddle in your back pocket. Now we're up to Sif Zion. Sif Zion actually, I mean, conceptually, maybe, maybe not. But Sif Zion, certainly on the pshat level, has nothing to do with Sifim Aleph through Vav. Sif Zion is not a din of Tolan. It's a din called Tseirif, which we already mentioned in the course of Sif Vav. What is the din of Tseirif? This is a phrase that the Rashba invents the phrase. I think the Rashba invents the phrase, but it's not the din. The din is a Mefurish Gemara. What's the phrase? The phrase is Kol Ma She Nichnas L'Safek Mitzareif Levatel. Whatever is nichnas the suffix, whatever is part of the suffix, meaning wherever it might have fallen, is mitzareif towards the bittel. If it falls into two pots, remember we had on the board 150 and 150, right? You're not sure where it falls in. You know, let's just call it 30 times the Isser. And 30 times the Isser. You're not sure where it fell in. It's all suffix, it fell in everywhere. Since the suffix, it fell in everywhere. And remember, we passing against the Bach. It doesn't matter if it's one piece or two pieces. If it's suffix, it fell in anywhere. It's as if it's one big pot of 60 and it's mevatalit. Okay, that's the principle of Zion. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from the case of the Litrak Tzios, which is Mishnayos and Tosefta's. Mostly Tosefta's, I think. In Trumos, it's also quoted in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, for those of us who know Maseches Beitza better than Maseches Trumos. What was the case? There's a lot of details that are not important for us now, but liter just means a liter, right? It's a Roman measurement. Probably not the same as our liter, but it doesn't matter. A liter of pressed figs falls into one of my barrels of pressed figs, and I don't know which barrel. And it is Truma. Truma needs 100 to be Vatel, you might recall. So if all the barrels together add up to 100, it's Vatel, and if not, not. What did that show? It only went into one barrel. But since we don't know which barrel it went into, we pretend all the barrels are one big barrel, and we add them all together, and they're all mitzareif to make a sure Vatel of 100. Okay. So the... 1 second. Yeah. Okay. So let's read the Mechaber. Ha yukan shtei kedera shel heter. There were two kederes of heter. Renuffel is tovach mehem, like I put on the board. The ain yadul is enough. You don't know which it fell into. The ain ba'achas kedilvatel iser. Neither one of them has enough to be invatel. Keep in mind, if they both had enough to be invatel, they're both 60 times the iser, there'd be no halachic shayla. Wherever it fell, it's batel. Even if one of them had enough to be invatel the iser, there'd be no halachic shayla, because we'd say tolan that it fell where there was enough to be invatel the iser, at least if it was an iser drabanan. But let's say neither had enough, right? The iser is one and it's 30 and 30. Neither one has enough. But two of them together have enough to be mivatel. They're both mitzaref, right? So if a little lard falls into one of my two vegetable soups, and I figure out, no, one vegetable soup was 50 times the lard, the other was 40 times the lard. I can say it's one big vegetable soup, 90 times the lard in its bottle. That's what the mechaber is saying. Even if one is in the house or the first floor and one is in the second floor, and you don't know where it went, right? How do you not know? It's not like it fell, you didn't notice. You know, I don't know, your kid, took this lard and he dumped it into a pot. And, you know, he comes, he tells you he dumped it into a pot. He doesn't know which pot, the pot in the first floor, the pot in the attic, he has no idea. So even if they're in two different rooms of the house, mitzdarfos, they're mitzdarifu, even if they're up to 100, even 100 different pots. Okay, how far do we go? What about different houses, etc.? So the Yachronim, quote a prichadash, say they have to be in the same city. But as long as they're in the same city, they're all mitzdarif. That's called kol masha nichnas, l'safek mitzdarif le'vatel. Right, we have this a little bit in the beginning of Siman Sadi Beis. In the beginning of 7 Sadi Beis, right, the drop of milk, we're not sure which piece it landed on. It's as if it landed on all the pieces together, right? That was the whole Raman, the Rama, the Mechaber. Okay, we've chajed that recently. So, now, Bamedvarmun, there's a condition. What's the condition? B'sheshteim shel adam echad, only if they belong to the same guy. L'fisha kol shim shel adam echad, asad lis ari, because they belong to the same guy, asad lis ari. Asad lis ari doesn't mean for sure you're going to mix them together. Who says if one guy cooks two vegetable soups or has two bins full of wheat in Truma case or whatever, or two barrels full or 30 barrels of pressed figs like in the Gemara, he's going to mix them. No, it just means that it's shayach to mix them. It doesn't mean asad lis ari will for sure get mixed, but it means that it would be reasonable to mix them. Right, it would be a normal thing to mix them. So therefore, we consider them already mixed. There are two belong to two different people who, now, one guy could not mix his two vegetable soups. I'm sure you've made two vegetable soups many times and not mixed them. Two guys could mix their vegetable soups if they want. But it means naturally, one guy's vegetable soup, there's no reason not to mix them. Right, if you make two vegetable soups, is there any reason not to mix them? No. Two guys' vegetable soups, minastam, there's a reason not to mix them because each one wants bailus on his own vegetable soup. So that's what it means. One, there's no reason not to, only if there's no impediment to mixing them. If there's an impediment to mixing them, like different bailus, then we can't be mitzaref them, meaning we can view everything where it might have landed as if it was all one big pot, only if there's no impediment to mixing them. Add the achronim here. There might be other examples of impediments to mixing them, like classic example, what if lard fell into one of my two pots and one was fleishik, one was milchik? Lard fell either into my pot of milk or my pot of chicken soup. That obviously is an impediment to mixing them. I can't mix basar b'chalav, and therefore they're not mitzaref. Not only that, if bailus is a halachic kosher mishpat impediment. The shach and the taz in ches, and the shach someplace here in yud ches says even there's a halachic impediment, even a yorday impediment, such as meat and milk. Not only that, they go a little further. And the Shach quotes, the Shach and the Yud Ches and the Taz in Ches say, even if there's just a gashmius impediment to mixing them, like they're things that would taste disgusting mixed. One is sweet and one is sour. I mean, there's such things, sweet sour sauce, right? Sweet and sour sauce. But, you know, two things that it would be disgusting to mix. I know it's worth mixing them to avoid them becoming treif, but that's not the point. The point is that before the shayla happened, was there any impediment to mixing them? If there's two things that I would never mix, like, I don't know, it fell into one of two bottles, Johnny Walker Blue Label and apple juice. No one would ever mix them. It would be, you know, usur al pi chukei hagashmius to mix them. Or it fell into, you know, I don't know, apple juice and chicken soup. I'm pretty sure even that no one would ever mix. You know, it could be apple juice and orange juice. That's not so crazy to mix. You have a mixed juice, a fruit punch, but apple juice and chicken soup. So if it's things which you wouldn't mix, either I'll pee Choshen Mishpat, or I'll pee Yoredeya, or just I'll pee Gashmius and the way they taste, then they're not Mitztaref. But if they're things that there's no impediment to mixing, then we view them as if they are Mitztaref. Okay, that's the principle of Zayin. It's based on the Rashba. Now there are one second.
Ready?
Yes.
The case of two people, that being the impediment that it belongs to two different people, that even fits with the Rashba versus the Ramban earlier.
Yes, that even fits with the Rashba. What the Rashba is saying is that if it belongs to two people, you can't do Tseiruf, and you also can't do Tolin, and it's just Treif. According to the Ramban, you can't do Tseiruf, but you can do Tolin, but it's different cases, right? Like, according to the Rashba, if it belongs to two people, if it's, you can't do Tolin, you can't do Tseiruf, it's just Treif. According to the Ramban, you can't do Tseiruf, but you can do Tolin. So what's an afghan that you can't do Tseiruf? If they come separately, you can do Tolin. But if they come together, you can't do Tseiruf. Right? So basically, let me say it like this. If we're saying they can't do Tseiruf, that implies that there's no heter of Tolin. Why is there no heter of Tolin? The Rashba says there's never a heter of Tolin by two people. And that we want to ask, can you do Tseiruf? No. The Ramban would say, no, if they came separately, there'd be a heter of Tolin, you would never get to Sif Zion. But if they came together, there's no heter of Tolin, you get to Sif Zion. When you get to Sif Zion, you ask if there's Seraph or there's no Seraph. So it fits with both of them. Okay, now we have a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba says this applies, the original case in the Gemara was by Tzios, by pressed figs. It was not an Inyan of Nesinas Ta'am. They weren't cooked together. Anyone know? What do we call a taroves that doesn't have Nesinas Ta'am? What's the jargon word for taroves where the two items don't? Yes, yavesh b'yavesh means the ta'am doesn't travel from one to the other. They're just mixed. Like, for example, if I take a treif apple and kosher apples and I juggle them and put them on the table, they didn't share a taste with each other. There's no Nesinas Ta'am. It's just a taroves of mixing. That's called yavesh b'yavesh. What do we call a taroves of where the ta'am is shared from one to the other? We call it lach b'lach. Doesn't literally mean is it a dry thing or a wet thing, right? If I have one unlabeled bottle of treif wine and three unlabeled bottles of kosher wine, and I go, and I don't know which is which, they're liquids, but it's taroves yavish be yavish, because I didn't pour them into each other and mix the taste. I just don't know which is which, right? And if I roast a lot of pieces of meat together and the juices go into each other, even though they're dry things, that's a taroves of lach balach, right? Because the taste went into each other. Says the Ra'ah, right? Says the Ra'ah. Here I'm going to go in. Well, let's see the Ramah. Says the Ramah first. The Yesh Machmirim. Who's the Yesh Machmirim? It's the Isser V'Heter. So says the Rashba and the Mechaber that it's Mutter because of Seraph. Says the Ramban, the Ramah v'yesh machmir afilu ba'adam echad ein lahakel. Some people are machmir that even ba'adam echad, you can't be makel. You can never have tseruf. Some people are machmir, there's no tseruf. That's a quote from the Isser V'Heter. He probably says it at the end in parentheses. Ba'arach, arach means Isser V'Heter. They don't hold from this thing of tseruf. And what is the Ramah's pshara? So, says the Isser V'Heter, nope, asr. Asr, there's no heter of Seraph. And what's the Ramaz? This is halacha lemaisa for Sfardim. But what's the Ramaz compromise? The Ramaz compromise is Letzorech Hefsid, and the Shach and Chof says Hefsid Meruba, Yesh Lahater, Ba'adam Echad. You can be makel only when there's hefsed merubah, and only if you actually mix it. Meaning you can't say it's, if it's mixed, you have to actually mix it. The odds for an ispatul isser. So he says mutter rock with two conditions.
Is that really a compromise if you're actually mixing it? Welcome, Hesed
Maruba. What?
If you're actually mixing it, how's that tziruf?
Ah, because because there'd be two reasons why you might not be allowed to actually mix it. Number one, Eimavat Lanish L'Chachila would make it aser to mix. Number two, the Bach thinks it would be Hanan, and therefore mixing wouldn't help. Now, the Bach thinks that when there's Hanan, that according to the there's Hanan, and never allowed to. But the Shach said, no, we have a Kula, that the Tzeruf makes us not say Hanan and not say Eimavat Lanish L'Chachila. Right? The Achar She'yar Ya'arev Osam. Now, the question is, what was the Svara of the Esrei Heter? If you got to the end of the Beis Yosef, he says, this Esrei Heter, and even the Ramah says, this Esrei Heter is Tamua. It's a foolish Gemara. The Gemara says, I take a liter of dried figs. I put them into one of my barrels. I don't know which barrels. I put them into one of my 10 barrels. We add up all 10 barrels, and if all of them add up to 100, it's bottle. So that's mafurish that you add them all up. So how can the Esrei Heter go against the Gemara? Sarchi and Gadol, maybe it's just a minhag. He's quoting the Maharish, but that doesn't help. However, the Achronim figure out pshat, right? The Be'er Grus is right here very explicitly. Kedas ha-ri'ah, that it's based on a ri'ah that no one had mentioned until now. And the Shach implies that also. Shach says, yeah, the Ramah is right because of the Ra'ah. Okay, the Shach says, yeah, the Ramah is right because of this Ra'ah. He doesn't say the Ramah is based on the Ra'ah, but obviously he is. That's what the Gros says. I mean, the Shach, we'll count the Shach as saying it. If he says the Ramah is right because of the Ra'ah, that implies the Ramah is based on the Ra'ah, meaning the Ramah is based on Esrei Heter. Esrei Heter is based on the Ra'ah. And the Gros just cuts out the middleman and says, Kedas Ra'ah. What's it based on? It's based on the Ra'ah. What's the svara of the ra'ah? The svara of the ra'ah is a very good svara, right? What's the makor? The ra'ah is a very good vart. The ra'ah says there's a difference between tarovis yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach. It says the Gemara, when it says seiruf, was talking about a tarovis where there's no nesinas tam. Where there's no nesinas tam, of course, I have a liter of truma figs. It's mixed with other figs. Who cares if those figs are in one barrel or three barrels or 10 barrels? They're all mixed, right? When I mix yavish be yavish, it doesn't really matter how many pots they're in. Let me give you back my example of the apples. I take one truma apple and I mix it with 100 chulin apples. Is there really a difference logically if they're all in one basket, two baskets, or eight baskets? No, one truma apple is mixed with 100 chulin apples. But what does the Ra'ah say? Says the Ra'ah, that's only true of yavish b'yavish and there's no ta'am. But what if it's lach b'lach? What if it falls into a cooking pot and gives ta'am? Says the Ra'ah, what do you mean? How can you view it as if they're all together? If they're all together, there's no taste. Here, one of the pots does have taste of treif. The Ra'ah Taka has a good point. The Ra'ah Taka has a good point. Says the Ra'ah that... Right? What is the Ra'ah saying? Let's give the Ra'ah a color. We'll make the Ra'ah. What color have we not used yet? Orange. The Ra'ah will be orange. Says the Ra'ah, if we're dealing with Nisinas Ta'am, then what happens? Either this taste treif, or this taste treif. How can we say it's as if they're mixed already? What do you mean? If they're mixed, there'd be no taste. Taste is not a halachic chalois. Oh, it's as if they're mixed, as if there's a halachic chalois if they're all together. I understand. If there's no taste, then it mamish is logical to see them all as together. But at least there's things that could be mixed theoretically. But over here, what do you mean view it as if it's one big pot and you don't taste the lard, right? The lard fell into one of these two pots. So view it as one big pot and you don't taste the lard and you can eat it. But what do you mean? When I eat it, I'm going to taste the lard in one of the pots. How can you deny? Ke'ilus are good for chaluyos. Ah, it's a chalos, it's a chalos heter, but it's ke'ilu, it's all mixed, so it's a different chalos. Ke'ilus don't work for mitzias, right? Mitzias doesn't care about your ke'ilus. Is what the Ra'ah says. Bimtzias, either the left pot tastes like lard or the right pot tastes like lard. The fact that your ke'ilu think that they're all one big pot doesn't change the fact that it tastes like lard. Ke'ilu doesn't take away taste. That's the Ra'ah's chap. This we see as a theme throughout Hilchos Taruvos, that when it comes to things that are actually tastable, halachic svaras don't work to go against taste. We'll see that by kama batel, etc. Right? Halachic svaras are nice. Ke'ilus are nice. But ke'ilus cannot override facts. And over here, one of them tastes like lard. Ke'ilu, they're mixed, but they're not mixed because one of them tastes like lard. That's the Ra'ah's taina, and that's what the Ramaz Machmir for. Now, the question we'll just end with is, the Ra'ah's taina is such a good taina. The Ra'ah's taina is such a good taina that how can the Mechaber disagree? And how can the Ramah disagree? B'makom hefsid merubah. It's a really good taina. It's a really good taina. So the Ra'ah has such a good taina that the Ra'ah's right. When it comes to something that doesn't give a taste, you can say ke'ilu, it's all mixed. Again, let me give you an example. I had 30 apples and 30 apples, and one, you know, treif apple fell in. I had 30 apples and 30 apples, and one shvius achar beer apple fell in. I say it's as if it fell into all 60 apples together in their own mutter. Great. There's no actual tasteability there. It's just apples. But if lard fell into this 30 vegetable soup and this 30 vegetable soup, how can I say it's as if it's all mixed? If it's all mixed, I wouldn't taste the lard. Here, when I eat one of these pots, I'm going to taste the lard. So what's pshat? How can we matter something which mamish has a taste of iser? Meaning, it's 50% likely that each pot tastes treif. How can we be matter it? That's the Ra'ah's kasha against everyone else. So that's the Ra'ah's kasha. Right? Meaning, let me just make myself one last board and then we'll finish. Right? No, I'll just erase a little here. Says the Ra'ah's kasha. What's the Ra'ah's kasha? Sorry, erasing the board is a little more painstaking here. Okay, ask the Ra'ah, what's the Ra'ah's point? Says the Ra'ah, that hello, this, oh, that's not what I meant. Says the Ra'ah, this pot and the other pot, 50% likely that it tastes like lard. If it's 50% likely this pot tastes like lard and 50% likely that pot tastes like lard, then how can I say that it's mitztarif and both pots are mutter? How can I matter a pot that 50% tastes like lard? Taste is a fact. And I'll be facts, 50% likely it's going to taste like lard. How can I be matter it? So I know of only two ways to, so what are the answers? So the answers are, number one, the Ra'ah and the Isser V'Heter. What do they say? They say, in Hachanami, there's no Seiruf if there's Nesinas Ta'am. Seiruf is only for Tarobas Yavish B'Yavish. Okay, what are you going to say for the Ramah? For the Ramah, it's not so bad. What does the Ramah say? He's only makel after you mix it. He's only makel after you mix it. After you mix it, there's no more taste. What's the problem with mixing yoni? It's only maybe chanan b'shari surin, right? Because chanan b'shari surin would aser it, which is only gzer drabanan, and aim vat l'sul chachila, which is paskin drabanan. For the Ramah, le Ramah nicha, because even if there's hefsid, because achar she nisarvu lekatam. He says, even if the tefsim ruba, you only make it after you mix them. After you mix them, there's no taste. Ah, what's the kula? The kula is only tzeref lets us get out of ein vatlan esoch achila. Okay, ein vatlan esoch achila is an isra banan. So we're makel on the isra banan ein vatlan esoch achila b'makom that you can add it up to 60. Since you can add it up to 60, therefore you're allowed to be mevatel esoch achila in this case. That's not so crazy. What are we saying? Ein vatlan esoch achila means don't be mevatel an isra which wasn't already in contact with 60. If it was ready, shayach to 60, even though it wasn't batal yet, you can be in vat. It's so close to being batal that you can batal chachila. And therefore, seiruf mahani rak lahatir. Bittal. I don't know what I did wrong here. Betol. Esso l'chachila. Tzeref only works to be mevatel betol esso l'chachila. Then it's just a local svara within betol esso l'chachila. You thought you could never mix Isser and Heter to be mevatel them. The answer is, if you're not sure where it is, you're allowed to mix it because it's ki'ilu, it's all mixed for the purpose of l'chachila. It's not called bitlish l'chachila to mix in things that are already shaykh to the suffix. Then it's not such a big chiddush. Of course we don't mean you can eat the pots. We just mean it's not bitlish l'chachila to mix them because if they're both shaykh to the isra already, that's not bitlish l'chachila. It's as if it's in both of them b'di'evet. L'chachila means to take a pot with isra and mix in regular heter. To take a pot which might have the isra with another pot that might have the same isra and to mix them, it's taka bitl iser, but that's not called the chachila. It's ki'ilu, it's already there. Okay, it's a specific kulin bitl iser l'chachila. Then it's not so crazy. How about the mechaber? The mechaber says you can mamish eat the pots. How can you mamish eat the pots without mixing them? 50% likely tastes like lard. I can only defend the mechaber according to one shita. According to the gra and the taz, where's the taz? The taz is a throwaway line at the very end of Sifkatan Zion against the Shach and the Bach. By the way, the Prima Gadim also says he can only defend the Mechaber according to the Taz and the Gra. So he says, Le Mechaber, Tzarech Lomar, Ke Taz, Ugra, against the Shach and the Bach. Okay, I just need to find some more space. De medubar rak be'iser derabanan. Aha. Says the Taz and the Gra against the Shach and the Bach. All of Sif Zion is like Aleph through Vav. It's only for Nisr derabanan. Says, why do you think Sif Zion is in Sim Kuf Yud Aleph? Kuf Yud Aleph is special kula by derabanan. I understand this. A slightly different form of a special kula by derabanan. One kula is your tola that fell into each one. Another kula is if one is usher, one is mutter. Another kula is that you can eat each one, even if they're both heter, and be told like ki'ilu would fell into both of them at the same time. Okay, by an isra bun, and if there were, I will ask, how can you be makos 50% likely a taste treif? The answer is an isra bun, and who cares what's 50% likely, right? It's not so bad to be 50% likely to taste treif. Really, in drabunans, we're makel on 50%. It's just they're both heter, we normally wouldn't be makel. But if they're both heter, then Seraph lets us be Makel. So basically, we have three ways to deal with the Ra's strong question. The Gemara's case of Seraph, of Komash and Nichlan Safik, Mitzarif Levatel, is actually super logical. So we have Yavesh be Yavesh when there's no giving of taste. So when there's no giving of taste, who cares if it's in one basket or two baskets or three baskets? As long as there's no impediment to mixing them, we view them all as one big Shaila. But no, over here, what do you mean? We're starting to apply that Kula of Seraph Levatel to cases of Nesinas Tam, of lard and soup? You can taste it. How can you mitzaref these two 30s? One of them, you didn't mix them yet. One of them still tastes like lard. So the Esser Behetun Ra say you can't be mitzaref. The Ramah says only we have some meruba, but the important point for us is only after you mix them. After you mix them, there's no taste of lard. So what's the kula? The kula is a kula within bitlash l'chachila, not a kula within isurim. just you're allowed to be mevatelish l'chatchila if it was already all shayach to the iser. And how about the mechaber says you can eat one of the pots? How can it be? I can only defend the mechaber lefi me and the prima gadim lefi the taz and the gra against the shach and the bach that says we're dealing dafka with the iser and drabanan, which is not crazy because all of kofi alf is cool as by drabanan and by drabanan taka. Even though each one is a 50% odds that it tastes treif, doesn't taste like lard. It tastes like shuman hagid, right? It tastes like an iser drabanan. 50% of an iser drabanan is a chance we're willing to take. That's suffek drabanan the kula or tolin, and then it's very much connected to the tolin of the whole simon. So actually, the taz and the gra are very meduyak. That connects it much more to the rest of the simon about how we can be makel by 50% odds of drabanans. Okay, that is. I skipped some details, but those are all the in my subject of judgment, the important points in simon kuf yud aleph. We'll see this referred to a few places. We already saw it once in Hilchos Basar B'Cholov throughout Hilchos Taruvos. Shkoyach on everyone. Hajun alach Hilchos Taruvos. Okay, now we'll go to Chazor and Taruvos. We'll have Bichon in 2 weeks. But now we'll actually go to Seder and start from the beginning. Hilchos Taruvos Simon Sadiches. Very, very labedic in Yanim. And Amir Tzashem on Tuesday we'll have the first Shir on Simon Tzadiches on the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos. Okay, in fairness to everyone else who, you know, through no fault of their own, had their reasons why they need an extension in the Bechina, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph will not be on the Taruvos Bechina. But obviously, you know, Mitzad bin Adam Lamakom, you know, we want to make sure that we have Simon Kuf Yud Aleph in our Ashrei Mishabala Kamet Talmud B'Yado just as much as the other Simonim. So I'll leave that to everyone's own initiative. Okay, if there's other questions, feel free to ask. If not, then we'll go to the Beis Medrash.
Thanks so much.
Are there any good negotiations okay about when we can have Shir in person again, or any plans, or is this going to last for a while?
Ray Miller made Xera until the end of the Seger, which is all this week and next week. I'm